Blog Talk Radio.
Reporter coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Greetings to you, and you today. We thank God for you being there today, listening by whatever means you're listening on. We want to let you know we love you. We really, really do and appreciate you. Give us a call at 347-857-3925. You just want to tell us what God is doing, what you're expecting him to do, what you need him to be doing, and want us to help you pray, call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will. We are waiting to hear from you, our special friends, today. We want to know, how is your weather today? Praise God. We got some balmy weather again. Yes, we do today. It's very balmy, but guess what? Are you sunshine? Are you every bit of sunshine today? Because Jesus loves you. Yes, he do. He really do. Here you go, Pastor Sherry. Get in the break.
Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence. As we submit ourselves to you this day, Father God, we say, "Thy will be done, O Lord." As we come before you right now, Father God, thanking you for another day, another opportunity. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for you keeping us, Father God. We thank you for your divine protection right now in the name of Jesus. As we come before your presence this day, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise that is due to your holy name. You let us know this day, Father God, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for this day being a day of victory tonight, right now. We thank you for this being a day of happiness right now and love right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we come before you with the prayer list right now, Father God. Father God, you know each and every person by their name this day right now. And we thanking you right now, Father God, for each and every person on the prayer list today, Father. We hold before you right now Elizabeth's brother right now, Father God. Father, she requested prayer for her son Richie today, Father God, and we hold him up before you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that he may have speedy recovery right now in the name of Jesus. And touch her right now. Touch the family right now in the name of Jesus. You are the master physician today, and you make the body. Nothing is hard or complicated with you this day. We thanking you right now for touching him right now and for touching Elizabeth right now and her extended family right now in the name of Jesus. We pray this day, Father God, for the ones that are in the hospital today. We pray this day, Father God, that you touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. We command the bodies to line up according to the word of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. We even pray for Diane today, Father God. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus right now. Father God, release the pain right now in the name of Jesus. We take the limit off you right now. Cover her under the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. We pray today for the daycare center, the schools right now, Father God. We pray for the protection for our children right now in the colleges right now, high high school, middle school, and daycare and elementary school this day, Father God. We send forth your angel of protection to cover them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray right now for the hedging of the blood of Jesus to build around each area right now, Father God, to prevent any bullets from going in the wrong direction this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for safety on the road today. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch the minds of the people right now, Father God. We cancel every assignment of the enemy right now, Father God, that will cause them to be distracted right now, road rage right now, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for that young lady, Father God, that was hit by a car, Father God. We pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for their family right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for the cities and states right now, Father God. Father God, we pray for divine protection, safety right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. We pray for Chicago, Detroit right now, Miami right now, or Orlando right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray this day, Father God, for the ministers right now, that you refresh them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all things right now. Now we pray right now for our apostle right now, Father God, that you download the word in her today, Father God, that she may go forth like never before right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her right now, oh Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the doors that you have opened on her behalf right now. Touch Deacon Michael right now in the name of Jesus right now as they bring forth that word right now, Father God. Let your will be done on this talk show radio right now in the name of Jesus, and touch our listeners right now and our potential listeners this day, Father God. Touch them, oh God, that they may feel the anointing, oh God, that's going to be released right now, that's being released right now over this broadcast, Father. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy that will cause them not to hear your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. If your name wasn't called, you know you didn't give it to us. So the name that you want us to pray for, the people that you want us to pray for, you call us at 347-857-3925 and give us the name and maybe whatever is needed at the time. If you don't, just say unspoken request. But right now, we thank God for you, 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 and you being with us today and listening now. We will want to put you on the prayer list that we may be continuing to pray for you, to pray for you, okay? Amen. Now, you pray for me. You see him, the devil trying to give me trouble here trying to talk to. Okay, so pray for me too, you know, okay, amen, and as I pray for you. All right, now, praise God, hallelujah. God is still good, ain't he?
Amen.
Excuse me, praise God. I'm trying to get this throat settled up here, all right? The length and breadth of our influence for good depends upon the depth of our Christian concern for others. The length and breadth of our influence for good depends upon the depth of our Christian concern for others. Govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God for Deacon Mike being here today. We thank God for little Prophet Nathan. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for you. Thank God for all of you, okay, for being with us today. Yes, and continue to pray for us, okay? Amen. And pray for the weather all over. you know, that we got some, you know, real balmy weather all over the place, not just here in Florida, but wherever you are. I hear it's doing something. We don't know what's going on today. Look like snow here in Florida, you know. It's going to snow. That's what it looks like. We don't know. Amen. But we thank God for being here. We thank God for you being there. Yes, we do. And at wherever you are, whatever city, state, or country you're in, we thank God for you. We want you to know we really love you. Yes, we do. Amen. But you haven't gotten here yet. And guess what? I haven't talked to you. I want to talk to you so you know. You can hear it from me that I love you, okay? My God. All right. Today, we're gonna talk to you today. You know, we've been trying to encourage people from one place to the other. We've been trying our best to encourage you. You know, this is the time you need encouragement to stay with God, because so many people are falling away, and we don't want you to fall away. There is nothing to fall to, and nothing like Jesus and his love, you know. So don't fall away from him, all right? We get a little tired, but told you upon the former broadcast that Daniel said that this is what the enemy was going to do in the last days. That he's going to tire out the saints, wear them out, he said, wear them out. And that means you're going to be so tired and you haven't done anything really to be that tired, you know. And we don't seem to want to hear the word. So if this is to happen in the last day, and you become entirely, you're so tired, you don't even want to go to church. Now that's tired. You see what I'm saying? Now that really is tired, when you don't want to go to church. Well, then you need to examine yourself and see what's missing in your life. Because something is to be missing for you to get tired of going and worshiping God. Now, something's got to be wrong there. You know, you're not doing whatever you're supposed to be doing, or you're doing it the wrong way. I don't know what you're doing, but you know, and God knows. So I would inquire of God to see just what it is that's making me so tired. Maybe you're eating the wrong stuff, you see, drinking sodas and all that stuff, you know. All that stuff, sweet stuff, all that sugar makes you tired. You know that, see. All right, I just wanted to let you know we were just going to encourage you a little bit more. Praise the Lord, the rainy and wet weather and damp and cold. You know, do mess up with your throat, you know. But you know one thing? We pushing through, okay? We going to push on through, all right? Now, I'm going to read this scripture to you, then I'll tell you where I'm going, all right? Luke 17, 20-21. That's the first one. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, the 21st verse, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Okay? Within you. Now, also Romans 14 says, the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, no, sorry about that. But the kingdom of God is not meat, or drink, huh? But righteousness and peace and joy in what? The Holy Ghost. That's what it is. Now, to say that, I wanted you to hear that, the 21st verse especially. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is where? Is within you. Is within you. See, that is what we're going to talk about a little of today. The kingdom of God being within you. Now, if God has taken time to put his kingdom within you. Now, when we talk about the kingdom, there's, and it says this, what did the Romans say? Kingdom, God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. See, all these things are within you. So therefore, each thing that is in you, each one of these righteousness, joy, and peace that is within you contains certain elements that God has brought into your life. And you could name them, your different emotional status that you have, It could be named a whole lot of names. But I'm going to deal with one particular today because you need to know that. You need to know this, all right? And we're going to talk about the kingdom of fulfillment. Now, remember now, he said the kingdom is where? Within you. So if the kingdom is within you, then there is something on the inside of you to finish whatever has been started in your life. Hear what I'm saying? Because fulfillment only means to bring into actuality or to carry it out. But the one that I lack is especially the one that the scripture talk about. In Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 12th verse say, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now, that is the synonym for fulfillment, is perform. Do you hear me? So if God say he will hasten his word to perform it, to fulfill that which has been promised to you. See, all the vision that he's given you, he will hasten to perform it. This is what he's talking about. If you saw it in your vision, then he will hasten to perform it. Can you believe it? In other words, and fulfill also can come to what? He can make it happen. Okay, come on now. Now, you first got to see it. What did he tell? What's the one that Abraham he told? If you can see what you see. What do you see? Can you number what you see? Do you know what you see? This is what we are asking today. Whatever you have seen in your vision, God is telling you he will make it happen, and he will hasten to perform it to make it happen. Do you get it? Hello, somebody. Amen. You know, and I thought about that myself. He going to hasten to perform something for me, little old me. You see? Think about it now. You think you're nothing, nobody love you, and you seem like you can't get hold of nothing, you know, that you should get a hold of. And, everything seems to go crazy in your life. But I'm here to tell you today that God say he will make it happen. In other words, you have just entered into the kingdom of fulfillment. It is now being activated. See? It's going to be carried out. Complete. Do you hear? It's going to be complete. Yes, it is. I'm telling you today it's going to be complete. Now, this is what First Kings 8 says, there had not failed one word of all his good promise. All his good promises. You remember that? Which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. What he promised Moses that he going to do for you? Huh? He's going to do for the people, the nations, the kingdoms. He's going to do. I'm trying to get you to lean on him today instead of giving up. You know, Kep, a lot of reading has been about this pastor said that he ain't connected to God. He can't get connected to God, so he got to step down off the pulpit because, you know, he tired. His soul is tired. Why is his soul tired? Huh? See? Now, you sit and you ask for these things. You want a big mega church. You don't know the responsibility it takes with that. The people you're responsible for. You have to constantly be refilling. Refilling. You have to know when to step back and rest. You got to know when to do these things, or you will become extremely tired and want to give up. And see, God don't have no quitters. I don't care how big your church is, how small your ministry is. It doesn't matter if you got a mega, big, medium, or whatever. You still got to know you can't do it 24 hours and you yourself do it all. That's why you got people to help do it. Because if you try to do everything, you're going to wear yourself out. You'll be burnt out before you know it. You see? He said, I'll hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to make sure you have something to refill with. My word. Read my word more. Study my word. You can't do it all by yourself. See, everyone want to be the midnight wonder and all of that. You can't be that wonder man, a wonder woman, a superman, whoever you want to be. Give something to take, something to others to do. I know it's hard to find somebody to trust today. But when you find that one, you depend on them, but don't put it all on them. Get somebody else too.
All right,
then. See? Because then they'll wear out, they'll be tired, and you can't count on them anymore. See? So you have to do what you're supposed to do. Dedicate positions. All these positions, church, the pastor can't hold all them positions.
No.
See? Can't do that. Because the vision will never be fulfilled. Because what? The work is great. You know, disciples always said the work is great. You are needed. Now you get in the church and someone, well, they don't call me, you know, and it's like I'm not needed. Do you volunteer or do you, when they ask you to do something, do you always say no? Then how are you going to be used if you're going to say no all the time? Huh? Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me. Praise God. Amen. Hey, we talking about fulfillment, making things happen. You are a part. The church ain't just for one person, the pastor. See, the church have. Oh, good Lord, there's so many things can be in the church to be done. Everybody in there can have a job to do, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
The first job is to be a witness.
Amen.
be an example to others that it can be done. You can be efficient in the ministry without taking control. Okay? Now, nobody told you to go take the pastor's place now. You are not the pastor. See? But the pastor can't do it all just because God called them don't mean they got to do it all. They dictate to others of what they should do. God tell them who to call and put them in certain positions because they can get the job done. And stop trying to do somebody else's job and yours too. See? Because you make a mess there. God didn't call you to do nothing but your job. You see, so now this is why we were talking about fulfillment today, because God has filled you up with the Holy Ghost. Now you got the Holy Ghost, and you got some fire in you. You got a job to do, and you've got to keep what God told you. Go to your pastor. And talk to your pastor about something, whatever God told you. So you don't do it out of sync. See, when you're going to do it on your own, you want to be the Lone Ranger, and you're going to get out there and try to do stuff, you out of sync. You are not in sync with the word. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to hear the word. He promised you the word. What he said in the word is going to happen. He promised you. He's, you know, his word going to take you through. Okay, you want me to tell you what he said? I'll tell you what he said in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 12 and 25. He say, "For I am the Lord. I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass." Did you hear what he said? "It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it. Say the Lord God." He's letting you know again. He repeats it. I am the Lord, who he is. I will speak. And he's telling you, "And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass." Now, you want it to come to pass, right? But if you want it to come to pass and you want things to happen in your life, then you're going to have to get with what he's saying. His promises, you got to know that his promises are true. Believe them. It's going to happen. He says it's going to come to pass. And listen here. We know sometimes it's prolonged, ain't it? And God look like he takes forever. But he's not taking forever. He says, "Shall no more be prolonged, no more." It won't be prolonged anymore. It's about to happen right now. You know why it's about to happen? Because you want to give up. Just because you want to give up. But today we decree and declare you shall not give up. It's going to come to pass. That promise is going to be fulfilled in your life today. It's well, it will. Today is the day it begins. And look around you and see when it happens. You will see when it happens if you open your eyes and stop closing them to the truth. You may not want God to work the way he worked, but it still come to pass, didn't it? Didn't the word come to pass? Well, you want him to talk like you talk, right? He want you to understand what he says the way he said it and the way he do it. That's how things are fulfilled in your life. Don't you be that rebellious house. And then it will never be performed, will it? Because you're rebellious and you ain't going to see it. Ooh, my, 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 my. God always speak that word and to prophesy his word to you. You know, he always has someone. I don't care where you at, you know, how you look at it. Okay. Now, how you say the kingdom within? Because it's within you. Where you think all this coming from? Your doubt. Where is it coming from? Within you now, isn't it? Now, God didn't tell you to doubt. That's the enemy, on the other hand, is there telling you to doubt. He's trying to interfere what God's doing for you. So he wants you to doubt. See? Let me explain something to you about God, The kingdom within controls every thought. See, if it's controlling every thought, then ask yourself, what kingdom is operating at this time? Which one operating on you? Is that God's kingdom or is it the demon's kingdom?
Amen.
Have you allowed him to come in, the demon to come in? You see what I'm saying? Have you allowed that? I tell you, God is good. God is good. Because I would love to see everyone that I'm connected with fulfill all things in their life with God. Feel all things. I would love to see you fulfill all things in God. See? Now, only way we can do that is what? How are you going to do that? When the truth of God is opening up to man in ever-increasing clarity. When he opening up with clarity, that is the time now to do something about it. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't want to do nothing about it. You say, well, I don't understand. Well, you probably don't. See? You probably don't. And who you going to ask, right? Who you going to ask? You say, I asked them. They don't know nothing either. Well, have you ever been close to the person for to find out just how much do they know? Have you ever tried to fellowship with one another? Have you did that? Think about it now. You don't fellowship with nobody. You don't want to be around nobody. You want to be to yourself, don't you? It ain't that way you want to be. So how are you going to find out anything? How are they going to help you? All right. Can they help you? Can they shed some light on things in your life so that the reality of fulfillment will come to pass in you? It won't come to pass. You can't bring it to pass because you don't have any clarity, because you didn't seek help either. And you didn't ask God neither. See? So what you doing? Just standing there looking, looking, and looking. If you're looking, nothing is happening, is it? Come on, there ain't nothing happening, you know? And I think about it, you know? We have so many unfulfilled visions and dreams in our life.
Amen.
Do you know why? You stop them yourself. By your attitude, you stop them. Some of the people you associate with, God tell you to stop associating with them, and you still associating with them. So therefore, your visions and dreams have come to a stop. You don't know what's real and what's not anymore, do you? Come on, talk to me now. Talk to it. Tell the truth. See? And what happens then? Instead of being set free from bondage and corruption, you are what? Still indulging in it. You're being that recipient of corruption and bondage. Because you don't know how to get out, and you got too much pride to ask somebody to help me. Now, grant you, you could have asked the wrong one, that buddy of yours you may ask, and they ain't got out of bondage themselves, so how they going to help you? Now, you think about that. All right? I'm just trying to get you to be free today, huh? Just repent of whatever. Whatever you know. Listen, I don't have to be there and tell you when you sin. And don't be sitting up there talking about I don't do nothing wrong. So if you're doing something wrong then from not telling the truth. See? Now, remember now, the scripture says we all sin and come short of the glory. And that's what you hear that scripture. You done heard it. If you ain't read it, you done heard it 100 times or more. Some preacher, some teacher, somebody always saying something about it. See? What is it saying? Because you won't face yourself, therefore you got things in your life that has not been fulfilled, things that God even promised you that would happen for you, but you would not follow directions. You know, when you didn't get certain things, house, car, husband, boyfriend, whatever you're looking for, what happened? You didn't follow instructions, did you? Nothing can be fulfilled if you don't follow the instructions and tell you how to get there or get it. Huh? If the prophet or prophetess say, give, then you give. Huh? And things will begin to happen for you. Huh? Your barrel, your meal barrel, and everything else will be filled to the top and running over. Don't you want stuff to run over? You want to have more than enough? He promised us more than enough. God has always promised that for us. The thing is, we won't follow instructions. See? You just got to follow instructions, people. And that's the hardest thing for the human to do. You see so much confusion in the world. People would rather lie, hurt other people, lie on other people. And people trying to help them, they'll lie to them. This has become a lying nation, ain't it? You don't know who to believe no more, do you? Now you got to depend on God. Now don't self-call God now, because you know God ain't no liar. He told you he made the devil to do that. And he will get into your mind, he'll get into your mind and cause you to lie. See? There's always that possibility. God want to make all your crooked places straight, you know. He want you to be righteous. He made things, and I told you on former broadcasts, I told you how he what he want to do for you. He want you to have the whole armor on. And when you have it on, that means everything is filled. And no space is empty. Okay? No space is empty. And God fulfilled so many things in your life already. You're still here, aren't you? You thought you'd be gone by now, but you're still here. Bullets passing your head, and you still here, didn't nothing touch you. See? You ought to thank and praise him for what he's done and what he's doing, keeping you. With so much violence going on today, you know, you have to thank God you get up every day, the day you got up. Because a bullet don't know nothing. It'll come through the door. And you in your bed sleeping. So God has what? Fulfilled the promise to keep you alive. Amen. And that being alive means you got to do what he's called you to do. That's why he's given you another chance, so you can do what he called you to do. Everybody got something to do. They got to fulfill something. Even the devil fulfilling something. He fulfilled the wrong against you. See? So that somebody gonna do what? Be charged for that wrong that's been done to you. See? Somebody gonna be charged for it. Okay? Yeah? Now, don't you try to do, help God out. We love to help him out all the time. That's our problem today. We want to help God out. He didn't ask us for no help, did he? He asked us to obey what he said, and he'll do the rest. Okay? If you can't beat your enemy, don't let him try to get the plan on how you can, you know. Best thing is say, okay, and let God handle it. And believe me, honey, when God handle it, it's handled. When he'll bring the wrath down on a person quick, and you ain't got to tell him how to do it. Hmm? Did you hear that? Ooh. Well, I believe that now. I'm going to just tell you, I really believe that. I've seen him do it so many times. That's why I can tell you I don't have to doubt, blink, or nothing. He will do it. Hmm? But all you got to do is fulfill your assignment. Huh? The assignment that God has given every one of us, everybody, is up to us to do it. See? When you leave your church, God done put you someplace, and you all of a sudden you gonna leave it because they won't let you take over. You know, do what you want to do. You got to remember, God do things in order, very orderly, see. But you want to do it where? Out of order. Because you haven't been taught how to be orderly. You, whoever raised you, just raised you, let you do what you want to. And that's a bad thing. Believe me, ask me, and I can tell you, that's a bad thing. See. You, when you come to God, you got to go from the beginning. You got to learn how to listen to orders and obey them. And you ain't going to want to do it. Do you see the children so bad in the schools today? Hmm? They bad because some parent or whoever raising them told them, let them do anything they want to do so they don't be bothered. They can go out and rob a liquor store, any other kind of store, and shoot somebody at a young age, but they home saying, well, go on outside. I don't want to be bothered now. They with their boyfriend or girlfriend. See? That's what they do. You know? Those are the things they do. Look, now, then, listen now, let me tell you, I know all things. Romans said all things. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good. But I don't know how much good you're going to sit around and see your child in the school acting up. I don't know how you're going to sit there and watch them acting up. Huh? Do you? You don't want to see that. But this is what's happening today in the schools. See? Then you got somebody over there telling the teachers they can't say nothing to the children. And the children beating on the teachers and kicking them and cussing them out, saying nasty words and everything, and you can't say nothing to them. Now, who going to discipline them? Somebody, you send them to school, how they going to learn anything? Hmm? So what are they fulfilling in their lives? What kingdom is residing in them? Huh? Think about it, people. Think about it. Hmm? You allow your children, well, I don't believe in beating my children or spanking my children. Well, there you go again. You ain't paying no attention to the Bible. He said it ain't going to kill them. Huh? If you put the rod to them, I don't know what kind of rod the Bible talking about now. They don't mean one of them things you kill a child with now. He ain't say kill them. He say spank them good fashion. And when they used to tear us up with a switch, it didn't kill us. We still here. And most of us got sense. Amen. Because of them same little switches they took, pulled off the tree. They didn't pull a limb now. They pull a little switch. And them things sting. You hear what I'm saying? Them little things sting. Yes, they do. But we still here. We got more respect for our elders. Hmm? Then you're not fulfilling the word of God when he tell you, when he told you that if you chastise them and you take the rod to them, he didn't tell you to do that. See? But the government or somebody, I don't know who doing, lawmakers, whoever do stuff. They say, don't you touch them. But now you got a whole school full of heathens. Nobody can do anything with them. So now what you going to do, close the school down? See? Nothing is fulfilled. Your child can't learn how to do anything. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. You want a bunch of dummies running up and down, shooting, killing, breaking in people's houses, breaking in the church, breaking in everything, and killing at these young age, 10, 12. They taking up guns, shooting, because somebody didn't walk in the word. They want to pass a law doing away with everything that God put here. And everybody's afraid to do this and afraid to do that. See? How the kingdom going to be fulfilled in you? Hmm? How would it be fulfilled in you? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did I read Matthew the 5th chapter? Let me see. Okay, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Pass from the law till all be fulfilled. See? Now, this is what's your purpose? What's your purpose? It has to be fulfilled. Huh? What we want to see? We want to see your full potential come to pass, don't we? We want it developed right by now. Don't you want to see your children's own develop, your grandchildren's own develop, and you agree with them? Yeah, I spanked you when you was little. I got me a little belt and I really tore you up, didn't I? Well, yeah. See? But you got a little better sense, ain't you? Hmm? Before you get up and cuss at your mama who done brought you in the world. Huh? What are you fulfilling? Nothing. Not what God wants you to fulfill. What he promised you? What he say he was? He know you're expected in because he know what you're going to do. You don't want it to be something that's going to cause judgment to come upon you. You don't want that. No, you don't. I help answer that for you. We want to see you fulfilling the assignment that God has given you, because there's so much potential in you, There's so much in you that can be used for the glory of God. And you know what? I want to see it happen. Do you understand? I want to see it happen. Because let me tell you, you got it within you. See? When he said the kingdom is within you, so that kingdom of fulfillment is within you. See? Now it's up to you to make the choice. It's up to you to make the choice right now. Do you want every promise that God has given you to come to pass? You want to see it happen? Well, it can't happen today. It can happen this minute. It can't happen this hour. But you got to make the choice that you do want it to happen in your life. You want to see every promise that he made. You want to become a covenant partner with God so that all things that he spoke of will be fulfilled in your life. Cause what? This is your life. See, it's your life. Come on now, let's get together here. All right? You going to get together with him and let's do something? All right, I'm finna cut off right now and let I'm finna cut off and let these preachers here get on, get to going here. Amen. Whatever way they want to. Did I cut anything?
Hello?
No, you still on. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle, and we thank for her to continue to keep that word going. When we talk about that kingdom, and you're talking about the kingdom that's within, the kingdom is within each and every one of us. But the problem is, we need to pull it out. If we can't pull it out, then what good is it? You know, it's just like everybody trying to find what kind of talent they have or what do they have in themselves. Well, the point of the matter is all of us got the kingdom in us, but we just got to dig it up. You know, it's easy to forget what we have these days because of the fact the devil is working and he's working hard. And it's working hard on each and every one of us. But we need to continue to do what we're supposed to do, as we talked about this past week, is we need to continue to put on our armor, our whole armor. We have to continue to keep up keep up our battle, to keep up the work. This is not the time. I repeat, this is not the time to give up. This is not the time to waver. It's so many things going on. I guarantee you, every state and city has something going on this week or last week. I'm talking about shot, stab, rob, whatever. Has something going on this week because of the fact the devil is on the rampage.
Oh, yes.
And when we say he's on the rampage, he's on the rampage. Now, we need to take a good look. Take a good look around. Take a good look what's going on. You know, so we have to continue to find that kingdom that's in us in order for us to keep going, in order for us to figure out what do we have. Where is it going to be? Now, me, I try to keep up and try to keep myself in the right direction and in the right place. Try to keep myself prayed up. Continue to concentrate. See, the thing is concentrate on God. Concentrate on what we got to do. Concentrate on everything that we have to do in that kingdom. Because as Apostle say, everybody got a job to do. Don't nobody nobody is slack. All of us got a job to do. All of us got something to do. I mean, if it ain't nothing but clean the bathroom or put some toilet paper in there, something, everybody got something to do. sweep the rug, sweep the floor. Something to do. We got something to do. Straighten the chair. Hey, dust. It's always something, people. You know, greet the people coming in the door. You know, it's always something. You know, but we got to look out for that kingdom that's within us. Be happy about it. You ain't got to put on have no sourpuss about it. Just be happy about the kingdom that's within you. You know, I hear people talking about they want a guaranteed spot. Hey, ain't nothing guaranteed. It's up to you. Now, if you up there thinking that you more than somebody else, now we got a problem here. Because none of us is more than the next one. Because if God bless you, he can bless me. We don't need no type of division like that. Or put it this way. It's not a class thing. You know, high class, low class, whatever. Middle class. It's not a class thing. All of us is together. When the kingdom is in us, it means for all of us, not just certain people. You know, you can't divide the kingdom. But people try to do that. People try to divide the kingdom because of the fact, you know, that we want this in there and that in there. No. The kingdom is one. When have you heard the kingdom being divided? The only reason when the kingdom be divided, that means somebody trying to take over. Think about that. That means somebody trying to take over. You can watch the movies and all of that, TV and all of that. Every time somebody, when the kingdom has one leader, everything is running smooth. But then you always got one that want to take over. And it's usually in the camp of the leader. But it's always one that want to take over. So therefore, here comes division. Now, they have it at an election over in England. Think about that, the two parties that they have. You know, it's weird. Well, to me, it's weird. But they have a problem like we had. Neither candidate is worth a plug. But you got to think. And you got to pray. And think about the kingdom that's within you to make decisions to help you. See, the point is we don't talk to the Spirit. Ask the Spirit what is needed to be done. What can I do? Lord, show me the way. You know, but people don't want to know. People don't want to ask anybody. They don't want to talk to nobody. They don't want to feel like they got something going on. You know, but everybody has something going on. Everybody got the kingdom that's in us. Now, we have things that we can do that I would like to do, but sometimes I'm not able, but you would like to do. Let me read Psalm 70 real quick. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart. Let them be turned back for a reward, for they ashamed that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. 5. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Now you see David is praying. He's praying for the Lord to hurry up. Bless me now. It's things happening. I need that touch. I need that blessing now. Don't wait. Hey, don't tarry. Don't make it slow. You know, hey, but you got to look. God honored him more than anything. That's because although he did things, he was always repenting. You know, but we want to keep it on our own shoulders. You can't keep all this stuff on your own shoulders. Sometimes you got to give them burdens to God. Well, yeah, that's all the time. You're right. That's all the time you got to give them burdens to God, because otherwise they're going to weigh you down. You remember back in the old days where the gangsters gave you cement shoes and throwed you over the bridge? Okay, that's how that weight going to be. Because it's going to keep multiplying, multiplying, multiplying. Number one, we ain't got no business trying to handle it all ourselves. Especially when it comes to spiritual matters. Because all we're going to do is make a mess. All we're going to do is add to the problem, tell you the truth. Because we always do that. We always add to the problem. We always get ourselves in a tizzy about nothing sometimes. But when we need some prayer, we need some help in prayer to help someone, know who to turn to. Mm-hmm. Know who's going to get the prayer through. Know who's going to help you. You know, that's the thing. Know who's going to pray. Mm-hmm. Know if that prayer is going to be sufficient, that their prayers work.
Right.
You just can't go to anybody now. Not unless the Spirit send you somewhere. Now, that's a different story. But you just can't on your own go anywhere. You just can't do that. We all have that sense that's in us that know who's going to pray for us. We know who's going to get that prayer through. You know, as we always say, when two or three are gathered together, God is in the midst. That's what you need to keep. That should always be your motto. When you help to get these prayers through, when you help to help others, and that's where it's about. That's what we got to continue to do. You know, like here in 70, what did David say? Let them be ashamed. No, that's not the one. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Let all those that seek thee rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. That's where we got to stand on that point. Now, that's a good point to stand on. You know, always magnify God. Love your salvation. You know, what do you always say about people being a sourpuss? How can you help somebody else and you look like sourpuss? And you got a sourpuss on your face all the time. People going to say your salvation ain't doing you no good because you look like you know what you look like? You look like Droopy. Remember the little dog, Droopy, with the jaws hanging down all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Looked like he sad?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be like that. You need to be. When our people see you or walk by you, they can feel that spirit in you. They know that light is around you. And that's where we need to be, all of us. All of us need to be in that position. All of us need to seek that position.
Yes.
You know, because, hey, God is going to be there. What about us? What about you and me? Now, don't forget what verse 5 said, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. I guess they're asking God to give them something, give them some money, something. But we got to look. God going to make sure that you have what you need. It's not going to be the way you think it's going to be, but it's going to fulfill that need. You're not going to have to worry. If it's food, it's food going to be there. God's going to tell you where to get it at. If it's anything, the Spirit is going to point you in the right direction now. Mm-hmm. If it's about a job, the Spirit is going to point you in the right direction. But that's up to you. That's up to each individual. You know, even when we're sick, that's up to the individual to seek God for wellness. We can pray and have someone pray all you want. But you got to put a hand in there too. Mm-hmm. You got to show that faith and that belief that it's going to happen. You know, so that's the thing, and that's the thing we need to do and we need to continue to do in order for us to do anything. Because once we dig down into that kingdom that's within, everything is going to go right and bust loose. And that's what you want. You want things to bust loose. You want things to get on the move, get the rolling. But let's not forget, once you get the rolling, the devil going to come try to stop you. He's going to make a blockade on you. He's going to make it a bumpy road. He's going to challenge you at all times. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to watch out for and keep on our toes. We have to keep ourselves ready for that. And that's where the kingdom within comes in at. That's where that whole armor of God comes in at, to keep you protected. But you have to do things too. You have to make sure that you have the faith and the belief in God to do these things and to do what we say we have to do. And I will turn it over now to Sister Sharon, Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word. I tell you, fulfillment. And when you think of the word fulfillment, meaning that, and we know that everything, when we were born, everything that we need is already in us. It's just a matter of us fulfilling our purpose in life. And we know that regardless of what it is, God has given each and every man choices. He's not like that robot, you know, the computer. You program the computer, and the computer does what you want it to do. But he gave man a will to choose on their own, you know, good from bad, right from wrong. And in the kingdom of fulfillment, you always need someone to come in, and God always sends someone your way to stir up what's the gifts that is within you. A lot of children, if someone don't start when they're at a young age to recognize that child have a special gift, and they work on that, or they train that, or they pull that out of that child so it can come into maturity. So the kingdom of fulfillment, meaning that you're walking into that purpose, is being fulfilled in you, is coming to pass. And I'm reminded also when Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah, when he was the wall was torn down, and he had a vision, because in order, you got to have a vision in order to fulfill it. And he had a task. He wanted to build a wall that was torn down. But it let me know, even in the spirit of the kingdom of the fulfillment, that does not mean you won't have opposition that comes your way. Because Nehemiah had the Sanballat, and the enemies always, the ones that, to be honest with you, I'll put it just like this. When he had an intention, this is what he wanted to do, to fulfill his purpose. What was his purpose? To repair the breach. But when the enemies heard, the enemies, S at the end, heard what he was about to do, in other words, a fulfillment was about to come to pass, the wall was about to be restored, they was what? Wrought.
they were angry, and they wanted to do what? Hinder, stop, or block, whatever words you want to use. And their enemies all come together because they had a job. They want to do what? Stop the wall from being built. Because then it will be a fulfillment of the repairing of the breach, of progress, of fulfilling the vision that he has. And they tried so many things. If you want to even look at it, Jeremiah, the sixth chapter, they tried everything they can to stop. They even tried trickery. But what? He had what? God on his side. And he knew it was just a little distraction coming his way to stop him from fulfilling that purpose. And when you look at that book of Nehemiah, and when you look at other scriptures, we have to know what is it that the enemy sent your way. If you're about to do a test, I had a conversation before I came here. The young lady got two texts from two teachers. They want to do what? Have a conversation with her before the test. And to me, that's just the enemy. He just sending the little smoke thing to take her focus off studying, take her focus off remembering what she studied. So the enemy will come and put a little fear in you if you don't catch that's what it is, a fair tactic to distract you from the purpose that God called you to do or to accomplish what you need. It's always something coming around. It's always a distraction. It's always an opposition. And even in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, it tells you that there's always been a fight going, a good against evil. There's always an opposition. And God allow us to go through opposition to see what we going to do. Are you going to stand? Are you going to recognize that this is just a test? Are we going to fulfill our purpose? Are we going to do it? And according to Matthew, the fifth chapter, he said what? Heaven and earth will pass away, right? Till heaven and earth pass. But what he said, it will not. It will be fulfilled. Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse 18, for verily I said unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. You have to be fulfilled. Your purpose must be fulfilled. What God called you to do must be fulfilled. Even from the littlest child, they were destined to come into the world because they had a purpose to be fulfilled. So we have to know we are here to do what? What God called us to do. It doesn't mean you won't have opposition, like I said before. But God let you know, use it as a stepping stone to get to where he wants you to go. Use it as a springboard. Use that to make you put you fall on your knees. When things are overwhelming in your life, it shouldn't cause you to leave God, but it should cause you to fall on your knees and seek God for yourself. You feel empty on the inside? It's good to pull away a little and do what? And seek God's face. Because that's why God, in the Word of God, we hear about him fasting and praying, right? He will go into the wilderness. He will strengthen himself. He will be falling on his knee, praying to his heavenly Father. And there's time when you got to find a place, your secret place. Find that secret place where you can be one-on-one with God for yourself. Seek his face so he can what, rejuvenate you, so he can strengthen you, so he can download in you and feed you and bring you into that place that you need to be. Because if you're around a lot of things a lot of time and it's pulling, it takes a lot. And that's why we sing, fill my cup, Lord. We ask God to fill us up. Fill us up, Lord. Fill my cup, oh Lord. You ask fixing to fill you up. Why? Because you need to be rejuvenated. You need to be able to fulfill the purpose he called you to walk into. We said, not my will, but thy will be done. When Jesus came on the earth, he came to fulfill the purpose he was here for. He came to do the will of his Father. So he fulfilled what he came on this earth to do. And a lot of times when we pray, we are saying, oh, you are not leaving here yet until what? We fulfill every purpose that God had for us on this earth. You cannot leave before your time. Because you have not fulfilled the purpose, and purpose must come forth. You must fulfill your purpose. So we got to always go back to the kingdom of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is what? In within you, within me. I'm making it personal today. The kingdom of God is within me. Whatever it is I need is within me. Joy is within me. Why? Because the word of God is within you. And great is he that's within you, that is he that's in the world. The greater man is on the inside. When you need strength, go in your secret place, in the secret place, and find the kingdom of God within you. When you need peace, go in within yourself, and the kingdom of peace is right there. His word will never leave you. His word is right there. His word is always bringing you to another place in him. You have to always remember the word of God. Know that he is the one that made you. And it also lets you know, according to Romans 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. In other words, you can do all the filet mignon, you can do the steaks, or whatever your preference is. But it's not eat and drink, not physical eat and drink. But you can eat and drink the word of God. But it says, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You need joy, y'all, and you need peace within you. You need peace in this chaotic world. You need the peace of God to be in you. You need the joy of the Lord to be in you, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you feel like your strength is leaving you, you got to go back on your knees and talk to your master. Talk to him and let the joy come back on the inside, because you can make it if you have joy on the inside. You can make it if there's peace on the inside. But if those things are not within you, you cannot make it. What you can do is call on him today. And then the word let us know, I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. You know, we ask God, how long, Lord? How long, Lord? But you know what? Ezekiel 12 chapter let you know it will be no longer prolonged. It won't be prolonged. This time you just go on in the life. But I'm was encouraged about the word. God said, you know what? For him to do to vengeance is his. For him to repay them, they got to do you something. My God. So when God letting you know that your enemy has to come up against you, the situation has to come up in your life. Why? Because that's the only way he can move on your behalf. They got to do you wrong in order for him to let them pay. So we cannot take things out in our own hands. We cannot be spiteful. We cannot do eye for an eye, because you know what? We're under grace now. Back then, the word say eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But you know what? We thank God for a grace today, because God letting us know he's the one going to handle it. He's the one in charge. He's the one that's going to turn it around on your behalf today. So remember that the kingdom of fulfillment is within you. You got to release everything that is not like God around you. You got to release those headaches. You got to release those burdens, the burdens is not yours. It belongs to the Lord today. He did not tell you to carry that burden. He know you can't handle it. You trying to handle it in your own intellect, but leave it in the hands of the Lord. He knows what how to handle that situation. He knows how to touch the hearts of men. Just like the word of God let us know, he touched the heart of Pharaoh. He caused Pharaoh's heart to be hardened. He broke Pharaoh's heart. He did whatever he wants to do. Why? Because he is God. So today, allow God to move on your behalf. Just say, Lord, I need your help today. I need you today. I cannot do it on my own. You got to move on my behalf. I know that he said we would no longer prolong any longer. You've been waiting a long time. And I come with Deacon Michael read Psalm 7. He said, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded. And you know what? God had me praying this prayer lately. You know when your enemy try to hook up together and join foes, God bring confusion in the midst of my enemy. When they come together, Father God, to do harm, bring confusion in the midst. Why? Because they cannot come to an agreement on what they're going to do. But God's going to what? When they try to put say other than what God's blessing word says, they, my Lord, shut the mouth of my enemy. Let them be confounded. Let them be confused. Let them don't even know, see, open their, close their eyes that they can't see clearly, Lord. Why? Because you are trusting in him. So you're telling him, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me. And then he said, you know what? Let them be turned back for a reward for their shame, of their shame. That say, aha. You know, people say, aha. I knew that was going to happen. I knew God heard my prayer. Uh-huh. Don't you know that God said you pray and you leave it in his hand? You didn't say, God, do this to that person. So that means you are praying a bad prayer. If you say, uh-huh, I knew it was going to happen. No, you can pray and ask God to change that person's heart. You can ask God to change you. But when God let you know that, don't rejoice when you see what God is moving on your behalf. Don't rejoice, y'all. People like to rejoice when they see someone that caused them harm going down. They rejoice, but God don't want us to rejoice. Just know that God got your back. Just know that he heard your prayer. Just know that he's able to bring you through. Just know that today, and know that God will say he will not allow them to do what? You know how they're like, I knew that was going to happen. God showed it to me, you false prophet. There, you know how the people like to say that, right? I see. But you know what? They don't see nothing in their own life, but they keep on seeing. Today, remember the kingdom of what? Fulfillment. Know that God got your back. He will not allow the enemy to laugh. Now we're talking about the righteous now. Now if you know you're doing dirt, you know now. You know what the Bible said. You're going to reap what you sow, right? But we're talking about the righteous. You know you ain't did them nothing. You know. And if you're not sure, you ask God to show you. And if he show you everything is good, then you say, you know, God, into your hands. We're not talking about the one that is what? The words are sugary, but in their heart is something else going on. So today, trust in the Lord. Know that he's able to bring you through. Know today that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, you can repeat that scripture if you know you ain't throwing no weapon at the person, right? Because a lot of times we'll use the word, but then we have to make sure that we are in right standing with God. That what the woman of God has been talking about, is saying, well, check your own house, clean your own house, check the mirror, mirror on the wall, look at yourself. And if you know that you have everything right with God, then you can say, you know what, God, I look over my life and you know that your hands are clean. You can say, God, I'm leaving it into your hands. You know God sees all things and he knows all. According to Psalms 139, verse 23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. You know, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. So today, allow the kingdom of God of fulfillment to come be fulfilled in you. Let it be fulfilled in you today. And know that, fill my cup, Lord. Not just fill it, but let it be what? Overflow today. So be blessed and know that God is with you. God is with you. Allow the kingdom within you to come forth.
Amen and amen. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle and from Pastor Sharon. Okay, we'll continue this again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. And the call-in number is 347-857-3925. And that's every Wednesday and Thursday, 9 to 10:30. And also we have on Tuesday night, we have our Bible talk. That's at 218-548-6746. And the code is 3333#. That's every Sunday, Tuesday at 6 p.m. And you can write us or send us donations or whatever you can do. It's write us at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That's at 11 p.m. on Friday nights. And that number is 218-548-6746. And the code is 3333#. And until next week, be blessed. Until tomorrow night, be blessed.
Worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go. God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.